Hey, this is Alexander Ludwig, and you are listening to the tremendous Lee Williams.
These old jeans sail a mile or two, they're torn and faded. Just an old skull ring where it used to be blue. They got a crack in the dashboard from all that Georgia sun to bacon. Red dirt's done worn a hole in the soles of these boots. And she still rolls those windows down and lets that long hair blow. And when a little hang comes on, we don't care who knows. They think we might be a little rough around the edges. Small town, low down, hanging out back in the backwoods. Friday night on the gravel road, might get a little reckless. That's just the way we do. Ain't gotta be all that smooth like homemade shine when it goes down a little rough around. Rough around the edges. She's seen all my scars, my restless heart. She don't mind it. Kinda like when you polish up rusty old chrome. They say an old chunk of coal, someday it's gonna be a diamond. She don't care if I still got a long, long way to go. They think we might be a little rough around the edges. Small town, low down, hanging out back in the backwoods. Friday night on the gravel road, might get a little reckless. That's just the way we do. Gotta be all that smooth like homemade shine when it goes down a little rough around the edges. Ain't trying to be something we ain't, just don't try to tell us we can't. Out here that's the way we roll, and we don't care who knows. They think we might be a little rough around the edges. Small town, low down, hanging out back in the backwoods. Friday night on the gravel road, might get a little reckless. That's just the way we do. Ain't gotta be all that smooth like homemade shine when it goes down a little rough around the edges. A little rough around the edges.
I went to a showcase last night with Alexander Ludwig, and we couldn't talk last night, but we are on the phone this morning. Welcome, Alexander.
Hey, Lee. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I was very impressed with your set last night. Very short, I must admit. My partner did get you to do another song, which was good. I sort of poked her in the ribs, yeah, tell her to do another one. And that was great, you know. But it's so good to hear it when it's stripped back, you know, from a production job, because I've got your music and we've been playing it on the station and in my show. And, you know, your voice is so good, you know. And the strange thing about you is that you're a major movie star and TV star, and you're doing country music. Tell me a bit how all of it come together.
Well, first off, I can't thank you enough for saying that. I truly don't believe my voice is that good, so I can't tell you how much it means when I hear people that enjoy what I'm doing.
I think what it is, no. Your diction was perfect. That's what's good. So many of the country artists tend to drawl, and their words can drift and don't finish. You don't do that.
Yeah,
you actually sing the word. And that's what's important.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, for me, country music has always been about storytelling, and I've always racked my brain about why some actors want to be musicians or musicians want to be actors, and I think that at the heart of it, it's because we're storytellers, and this is just another form of that. You know, country music is what I grew up listening to. It's very big in Canada, where I'm from. So when the opportunity presented itself, I didn't want to shy away from it. You know, I've been writing music and playing before I even got into the film business. So it just kind of seemed like kind of poetic justice that I could finally share this with people. And I'm so glad the response has been so incredible. I really didn't expect much from it. And it seems that people are liking it. And that's really more than I could ever ask for.
That's great, because we were talking last night that you are planning to come back in the new year and doing C2C and maybe a few dates as well.
Absolutely. I mean, next year especially, I really want to focus on Canada and Europe first. I mean, I just love being overseas, and I love getting to play. I mean, I lived in Ireland for 6 years, so getting to be back in the UK and just all around Europe is just tremendous.
Will you come with a full band, or are you going to do the same as you did last night?
I think at that point we'll probably have the full band, especially if we're playing a festival. But right now, you know, I think what I love about the strip back thing is that you can't really hide behind anything, and it's just people see it for what it is, which is, you know, authentic, and it, you know, you can really hear the guitar playing, you can really hear every note and every mistake, you know.
Yeah. I mean, an interesting story about you is that your guitarist, who's incredible, was originally your teacher, and then he said that you got better than him, and he's now your guitarist.
It's so funny. So my mom walked into a music store when I was 9 years old. I was begging her for a guitar. She convinced this guy to come teach me how to play, and for 10 years, we played together. He ended up moving to Nashville and playing for some pretty big country artists, one of whom is a friend. His name is Brett Eldridge. He's fantastic. I always told my guitarist, Jesse Tucker, I said, Jesse, one day when I get my record deal, we're going to play together. You know, I said that ever since I was a kid. One of the best calls I ever made was calling him and saying, dude, it's actually happening. You know, this is really, we're really doing this. He kind of dropped everything and was like, let's go. It's very, very amazing. I mean, I got to say, my journey in music has just been a lot of really, really special moments like that. I mean, after Vikings finished, I just started taking trips to Nashville because I wanted to just write music. I just love writing. Didn't really have any contacts. And then one day I'm boarding a flight like 8 months into my travels to Nashville, and these guys approached me and said they were big fans of Lone Survivor, which was this Navy SEAL film I did back in the day. And I ended up just purely by happenstance sitting right behind them on the flight. And we talked the whole way. It turns out they produce and play with Jason Aldean. And by the time I landed, I sent them a demo I had recorded while I was in Dublin. 3 days later, they called me and said, you know, we got to work together. We released my first single independently called Let Me Be Your Whiskey, and that kind of led to everything. Hey, this is Alexander Ludwig, and you are listening to the tremendous Lee Williams.
Both alone on a Tuesday night, trying to hide in the neon light, pouring whiskey on a pain that just don't fade. Slow burner that 80 proof tastes better than the bitter truth. We're two of a kind sitting 3 stools away. Let me be your whiskey. Be mine. Spend the whole night with me until the morning light. Ain't gonna heal the heartache. Ain't gonna stop the rain. Let me be your whiskey and for a while kill the pain. Sometimes it takes something strong to forget about someone gone, to feel a little bit less alone. So if you want later on, let me be your whiskey. You can be mine. Spend the whole night with me until the morning light. Ain't gonna heal the heartache. Let me be your whiskey and for a while kill the pain. spend the whole night with me until the morning light. Ain't gonna heal the heartache, ain't gonna stop the rain. Let me be your whiskey and for a while kill the pain.
Played that last night. It's a great song. We've played it before. We're also going to play Rough Around the Edges and your current single, which is
Faded On Me,
which is great. Yeah. Wonderful. And the new album, debut album, came out on Friday with Highway 99.
So I called it Highway 99 because that's the road in Canada I used to drive as a kid and with my family, and that's where I kind of got my country music education. We drive up to Whistler Mountain, and in my family had a cabin in the mountains. That's where I would play my guitar and write my songs. So I felt like that was kind of a just nod to my roots and how this all happened. I can't believe that we finally have a record out, and I really can't believe the response. I mean, the record went off the shelves, like the physical copies went off the shelves in a day, which was just like wild to me. Mm. Like, really couldn't ask for a better response. I mean, you can still order them, like everything Amazon had in stock just left. So I was just, honestly, my mind has just been blown.
That's great. Are you still going to be acting?
Absolutely. I mean, that was the one thing I said. I think that we live in a time now where you can do both. I would never give up acting, and I also will never give up music. It's just, it really just takes up, because I love them both. I mean, they're both just the same. They're just different ways of telling stories. And for me, I feel like we live in a world now where it's possible to do both. It just takes a lot of effort and a lot of crazy scheduling. A very bad job to be my manager. I'm sure she'll quit soon. It's really more like I'm very grateful that I'm at a place in my career where I have a little bit more say in terms of my schedule. So, you know, I can decide, all right, this time I'm going to do a movie, and then this is when we're going to be on tour. Now, I mean, that's been the most incredible thing about this, is the fact that I'm even able to. It will be interesting. I mean, inevitably, I haven't had this problem yet, but inevitably, you know, paths will the two will intersect with one another, and it will be really just weighing the options. The one thing I always said is I don't want to cancel shows. It's really just going to be about me getting really real with what makes the most sense at the time. You know, it was really important to me to get to London and do this showcase. It's really important to me to get to just continue to keep coming back and showing love to Europe and, you know, showing the same love that the fans have been showing me so far, including yourself. I mean, I'm so grateful for the support, truly. I mean, it's because of you and people like you that I'm able to continue to do this.
That's great. That's great. So maybe you'll do a movie that features music. That would be good.
That is fun. It's funny you bring that up. I actually just got approached about that. I've been approached about it a few times, and the scripts just weren't right. It's hard because I really wanted to do it that would involve that. So I'm gonna work at you know, kind of creating something that we haven't really seen yet. That's a little bit different, and I hope to. I would love the two to intersect in that kind of a way.
So there's no other projects on the cards for a movie yet, or a TV series?
So I've been approached about writing a film about country music, and that's something that, because I also write, and I'm a producer as well, so we've sold two shows right now that we're waiting to hear about getting a green light on, which would be phenomenal. And then this film, if my writing partner and I can get it off the ground in time, that would be a way to feature both. But it really has to be about the characters and the story. The last thing it can be is a showcase for my music. You know, that's got to be just a bonus on top of everything, you know. So it's just about getting really real, about telling a story that matters.
It's been great talking to you. Great seeing you last night, and hope to see you again when you come over for C to C. And next time I'm in Nashville, I'll try and catch up with you and just wish you well.
Back at you, Lee. Thank you so much. You're such a great person, and I really appreciate the love.
And if I can get you to announce your new single.
Hey, this is Alexander Ludwig, and this is my single, Faded On Me.
Okay, thank you. Have a safe journey back, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks so much, Lee. I appreciate it. Hey, this is Alexander Ludwig, and you are listening to the tremendous Lee Williams.
simple means. My true north is Tennessee. A troubadour and I wear my jeans till they're fading on me. I parked on the cliffs way up. I see the world like a blackbird does. Talk to God till the tide dies, son. Just fading on me. And it's one more night in a neon town. And I pour my heart into one more round. Burn both ends till they both burn out. Shots I miss, girls I kiss. When the heartache hits, I go till it's fading on me. I go till it's fading on me. Eyes with a hint of green. Sometimes I drank until her memory is fading on me. One more night in a neon town, and I pour my heart into one more round. Burn both ends till they both burn out. Shots I miss, girls I kiss. When the heartache hits, I go. It's fading on me. I go till it's fading on me. The friends I had my whole life, I couldn't lose them if I tried. They'll be there when that spotlight is fading on me one more. Till it's fading on me. Till it's fading.